from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for the release of the Epstein files. Members of President Trump's base loudly demanding it. Attorney General Pam Bondi says there's nothing to release. The National Guard pulling out of Los Angeles. The Pentagon ordering the 2,000 California guardsmen who were called up during recent ICE protests to now leave the city. An American Idol music supervisor and her husband both found dead in their Los Angeles home. Police were conducting a welfare check and found the bodies of Robin Kay and her husband in the Encino neighborhood with gunshot wounds. LAPD Lieutenant Guy Golan says they have caught the man they think did it.
Motive is unknown. We're still looking into whether he has any type of relationship with the victims. Right now, it is an apparent random attack. The House did not appear to be ransacked.
The Senate voting to advance the White House-backed bill rescinding billions that have already been allocated for public health and public broadcasting. This is ABC News. President Trump continuing to tack bigger tariffs onto several countries, even as monthly inflation last month was higher than expected. More tariffs kicking in August 1st. Heather Long is chief economist at Navy Federal Credit Union. She says the nation's wealthiest are thriving right now. The rest, not so much. She describes it as a K-shaped economy.
When you think of the letter K, the top 20% of America, the top of the K shooting up, is doing really well. You know, stock market's doing well. Home values are way up. We're not going to have a recession. Earnings are looking good on those corporate profitability. But if you look at the bottom 40%, the bottom of the K, you're starting to see a lot of strain. You're starting to see credit card and auto loan defaults rise. You know, you're starting to see millions of people who've just had their credit downgraded because they couldn't pay their student loans and repay. And so you're starting to see those signs of strain.
And right now, Dow futures are pointing to a lower open. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
The WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a home with less than 20% down is possible.
Time now for your Wednesday updated weather forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Mostly cloudy and muggy, thunderstorms likely by midday, some could be strong, with areas of heavy rain fall and a high of 82. For tonight, any showers ending in the evening, mostly cloudy, a low down to 58. Clouds giving way to more sunshine gradually on Thursday, cooler and less humid, 74. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers late Friday night with a high of 77. And Saturday, off and on showers and thunderstorms likely. Humidity returns with a high temperature of 80.
But he better be on time. Every man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight, and anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. Oh!
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center, Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Amplify Health by Gunderson Baskerville is proud to welcome family medicine physician Elizabeth White to our growing primary care team. With a special focus on pediatrics and women's health, Dr. White believes in meeting patients where they're at and matching medical plans with individual values and goals. Schedule your appointment with Dr. White in Baskerville or Muscadet online through MyChart or call 375-4144.
It's Market Day in Richland Center. Join us on the big grassy lot on the corner of Orange and Court, across from Center Pharmacy and Quick Trip. It's an afternoon of farm fresh goodness and community cheer. They're open every market day, 1:30 to 5:30 or 6, depending upon vendor availability. No early sales, so plan accordingly. You can expect everything from fresh salad, greens, zucchini, rhubarb, microgreens, mushrooms, honey, meats to order and jams, to gorgeous fresh flowers and baked goods that'll knock your socks off. And don't miss Michael Johnson's pop, rock, and folk music. They gladly accept food share, EBT, SNAP, and Quest cards. And thanks to a grant from Richland County Medical Society, you'll get bonus bucks every week for fresh produce and herbs. Plus, they have a youth token program for kids 4 to 17 and boomerang bag coupons, all thanks to local sponsors. If you can't make it during the hours, you can call or text the market manager at 213-3374 and they'll do their best to help. That's the Richland Center Farmers Market, where fresh and local come together. Fresh, local, and friendly. We'll see you at the market.
712, the worst floor and home thermometer showing 67, up from our low of 64. Some fog in the area. The roundup about 8 minutes away.
Sitting in a tiny table in a ritzy restaurant. She was staring at her coffee cup. He was trying to keep his courage up by applying blues. Talk was small when they talked at all. They both knew what they wanted. There was no need to talk about it. They were old enough to scope it out and keep it. Said, you don't look like my type, but I guess you'll do.
Third-rate romance, low-rent rendezvous.
He said, I'll even tell you that I love you if you want to. Car and they drove away. He drove to the family inn. She didn't even have to pretend she didn't know what for. Then he went to the desk and made his request while she waited outside. And he came back with the key. She said, give it to me and I'll unlock the door. She kept saying, I've never really done this kind of thing before. Have you?
Third rate romance, low rent rendezvous.
And he said, yes I have, but only a time or two.
Third-rate romance.
classic Amazing Rhythm Aces. Hank, this serves as your 5-minute warning if you're listening. I know you're getting some Java and a cookie, but we have the roundup that's coming your way at 7:20. Phil Nee stops by if we can get the microwave uplink to work all the way down there to Sextonville. It's a lot of ground to cover.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll be your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm sold on a lady in a long black dress. Well, she won my heart, it was no contest. With a ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. Well, I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Yeah, we found love on the auction block, and I hauled her heart away. Now we still love to laugh about the way we met that day. When I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. The second row, she's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I'm about to bid my heart goodbye.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Feeling overwhelmed by debt or credit challenges? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help. Our financial education and counseling programs can guide you through improving your credit, managing debt, and creating a budget that works, whether you're planning to buy a home or simply want peace of mind. Call 608-647-4949 today and take the first step toward a stronger financial future.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at WCCU.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The sun is out, summer is in full swing,
It's time to check in on your UV awareness. The Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you ultraviolet rays are high this time of year. If you've had your share of sunburns and deep tans over the years, it's time to schedule a skin check. Early detection leads to far better outcomes, so don't wait. Remember, any skin color is susceptible to skin cancer. Take the first step. Call for a skin check at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Stay sun smart until the sun sets.
Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in.
So the biggest question of the day that was just asked is Hank full of Hanko? And I'm going to have to go with yes.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about my new show? That I was
No, do tell.
Yeah, I'm starting a new show.
Okay.
Produced by Tire Kick and Lynn.
Okay.
But it's called, Phil has Light in the Milk House.
Yep. What are you going to have?
A Light in the Outhouse.
Ooh.
Yeah, full of Hanko.
Ooh, yeah.
So
truly full of Hanko.
Yes. Yeah, that would be a great show, wouldn't it?
It would. And that could air about midnight, 1 o'clock?
Well, I mean,
it has to be dark. Otherwise, yeah. The light in the outhouse doesn't work.
Right.
You don't need a light.
I wonder if you could come up with a graphic for that.
Oh, I could.
I know you
could. I'm going to work on that.
Yes.
So,
how was your evening, buddy?
Good. Long days, but, busy.
You are getting busy, ready for school.
Yeah. I can't believe a couple of months we're going to be, we get through July, and then we just have August, so a month and a half.
But you think about it. Football practice starts less than a month.
Yeah, they have camp at Ithaca coming up at the 20th or 21st of July, so... That's right around the corner.
You think they'll let me go?
Or yeah. No? Yeah. I mean, we need a linebacker. Come on out.
I'm a guard. I'm a guard and a tackle.
Okay. All right. I'd put you at high school level. I'd put you right at linebacker. Just stuff that middle.
But I'm guard and a tackle. Okay. Sit on the end of the bench, guard the water bucket, and tackle anybody who comes near it.
I like that. Hey, before we get to Factor Hanko, now I've been working. I'm not sure if we can get this connection or not. We have an audio microwave uplink to Sextonville. And it worked
again?
It worked yesterday, but we've been having some trouble with it. Philip, are you there?
Hey, Hank, can you hear him?
Oh, that's not it. We're here. Push that knob. Man.
Adam, it's me, Phil Nee. Thanks for letting me be a guest on the Roundup once again. Day 3 of my summer vacation yesterday as I continue to rehab my hip. And it's good to know that I am in great company with other excellent athletes who are rehabbing this summer. Damian Lillard, Brandon Woodruff, of course, just recently made a big comeback from surgeries. So I've got that as a goal. I've got to make my big comeback. I'm going to start with Church League softball, and then I'm going to maybe graduate to, I don't know, maybe home talent. And then from there, who knows? I got my bath yesterday, too. That was wonderful. Since you guys didn't show up, I don't know what happened.
No.
But nonetheless, June gave me a garden hose, and I went out in the front yard and finally got cleaned off. It's been a little while.
Poor June.
Apologies to all of the neighbors in Sextonville who witnessed that or experienced a whiteout in the summer. I hate to cut this short, but, I am a busy guy, and being the general manager of WRCO, it keeps me busy, so I've got a couple of really important phone calls to make today.
Now the latest weather forecast from WRCO.
That's a pretty important call. Yeah. Hey, you know why that's an important call? Tim Thede's birthday today.
Happy birthday!
You want to sing? I have no moratoriums on you singing.
Did Phil hang up on us?
He did. Well, he has important things to do, and
he clearly said goodbye.
Yeah. Well, we may have lost the audio uplink.
Oh.
Yeah, and I may have cut that short when he started talking about a sponge bath again.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think it was a sponge bath, what he was talking about. The white out and sexton.
Well, initially yesterday he asked you and I to give him the sponge bath.
No, I
avoided. I had to go near Sextonville. I went the long way yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to
Madison.
Yeah, I did to get to the other side of Sextonville. But yeah, then June took care of that.
I had to pick him up yesterday.
Oh.
It was really odd. Phil, get your clothes on before you come in the truck.
Get your clothes on, Phil. Come on. Yeah, I have a treat in the car.
Okay.
Yeah. Right,
so what, any good big plans today for you? I know you're probably working at the school.
Yeah, working at the school. I'm going to see if I can bake Tim Thee the birthday cake.
Happy birthday, Timmy.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Tim Thee. Yeah, good guy.
All right. You just had to get that out of your system, didn't you?
Yeah. Do you want to sing with me?
No, I'm good. Nobody needs that. Mine is worse than that. I'm going to tell you. Yeah.
Hey, you know, Adam, Hank or Facto.
Yeah.
You ready?
I am ready.
In 2024, a drone landed on the White House lawn carrying a small but deadly cargo of poisonous gas. It was discovered by President Biden's German Shepherd Major.
That is... Hanko.
It is. A drone breached security at the White House, but was not armed. Dogs were not involved in the drone incident, so it was a major problem.
So somebody got a free drone. I mean, you grabbed that at the White House, well, reprogram it, take it home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when traders began to bring a new fruit from Asia to Europe, they named the brightly colored fruit orange after the popular... And the color was popular with artists.
That is Hanko.
You're not even fun to play this.
I'm 2-0 here.
The fruit came first. The yellowish-red color was named after the fruit.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Nice. Hey, I've got one I'm going to throw your way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's strange Wisconsin facts. Factor Hanko, the Fox River flows north.
Yes.
That is absolutely a fact. It's a very unique feature. It's one of the few
rivers. It flows north.
It flows north, one of just a few rivers in the entire nation to do so.
Isn't that weird?
I know. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah.
You know?
So, well, the Fox, it's foxy.
It's foxy, baby.
Yeah. Isn't that in the Fox Valleys?
Yeah. Yeah.
It flows just a wild guess. North.
I'm going to guess you're right.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy. Do you have any more?
I do. Factor Hanko, Wisconsin was the last state in the nation to repeal prohibition in 1929.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
That is Hanko. Yeah. Wisconsin, good old Wisco, the first state.
The first. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah. Well, you know, brandy old-fashioned and a beer, and you got to make your money, and you got to have some fun and repeal those laws. Yeah, we were the first in the nation. Yeah.
Hey, there's alcohol in space.
Okay.
In 2006, astronomers discovered a cloud of alcohol in the part of the Milky Way where stars are forming from gas and dust.
That is a fact.
You knew that right away.
You know what? I knew that. You're talking space. You're talking brandy old fashions. We're good.
Oh, it's like you're coming to work every day now.
I am. Yeah, if we're going to talk brandy old fashions, I am down with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, here's a quick one for you. Alex Jordan, the creator of the House on the Rock, lived as a hermit for 13 years at that location. Fact or Hanko?
That's just too weird. I'm going to say that's Hanko.
That is Hanko. The House on the Rock was never used as a residence by anyone, let alone the creator.
Uh-oh,
Joanne.
Uh-oh.
Factor Hanko?
Well, a listener called to say that there's a river closer to home that runs to the north.
Okay. And that is?
The Blue River. It runs from Grant County up to Richland County.
Oh, okay. So there's two in Wisconsin, two of the few in the entire nation. So the Blue River and the Fox River.
I have a river that runs north, cool. too.
Yeah?
Yeah. My drains at home.
Oh, Joe, we'll hear you at 7:45. Thanks for stopping by. Fact or Hanko, we got time for maybe a couple more here, okay. Henry. What do you have?
Well, Native Americans have a long history of using Indian tobacco.
Okay.
In medicines, ceremonies, and everyday use, it's considered the first gift from their creator to Native Americans.
That is a fact.
No buts about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
No buts about it. I like that. Drivers in Wisconsin legally have to give livestock on the road the right of way. Factor Hanko.
Oh. See.
Work it out. You see,
I'm going to say true.
That is true.
How is that true?
Well, and here's the thing. Even if you didn't legally have to do it, give them the right of way because a car or a motorcycle into a livestock, that's going to be a bad day for everybody involved. But it's the law.
100%.
Yeah, legally you have to give the right amount. Deer are fair game apparently, but livestock, you have to give them the right of way.
And that's crazy.
It really, really is.
So, well, of the past 3,400 years, humans have been entirely at peace for only 268 of them, just 8% of the recorded history.
Wow, that's true. That has to be true.
True and sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We as a people are a warmongering race.
Yep.
We are.
Yep. So there are estimated 200 galaxies and known in the universe for every human on Earth.
Yes. Yes. That's a fact.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
There are 20 quadrillion ants on Earth. Okay.
Okay.
Which is about 2.5 million ants for every person.
Ooh. So 2.5 million ants for every uncle. That's a fact or a hanko? I'm going to go with fact.
It is a fact. Too bad the ants didn't get any.
Right.
If you have $10, here's something. If you have $10 in your pocket.
Okay.
And no debt.
Okay.
You are wealthier than 25% of Americans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Wow. That means $10 is wealthier than 25% of the Americans. $10 in clear debt.
Yes.
Wow. That's a sad fact, too. Yeah, that's like the warmongering one. That's sad. You're bringing me down today, Hank.
Well, here's the thing, buddy. I have $10, but I have debt. Does that consider me for anything?
Yeah, I could come up with a 10 spot, but I can come up with that debt, too. Yeah. So, yeah.
Do you want to trade debt?
No. No, I don't. Well, no. Maybe. No, I don't think so. We'll talk about it after the show.
All right, buddy. What about you can legally own a tank in the U.S.?
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. And some collectors do, just don't expect a parking spot for them.
I had some relatives up. Well, you know that this last weekend they went home from Mesa.
Yes.
And my brother-in-law, Jeff, kept making a comment. We were out and about, and like every small town we went to, from Casanova to Boscobel, he was amazed there were tanks. There's a tank on the yep. promenade. He's like, hey, there's another tank. I'm like, you're in Wisconsin. You're going to see a tank almost in every city, and you can own them privately as well.
And we're getting ready.
Yeah.
For something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need a tank.
I think we're good. Yeah. The WRCO tank.
When Phil makes, and Abrams maybe?
Yeah.
When Phil makes it back next week, let's get him to get that on the Civic Media budget.
Yeah.
And then he can talk about it in one of his calls.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, let's make that happen.
Did you know humans glow in the dark, but the light is 1,000 times too weak for our eyes?
Oh, man. That sounds fake, but... it sounds right. It's a fact. Is that
it is a fact.
I say with a question mark. Okay.
Yeah, it is a fact. We shine just very badly.
Yeah. Well,
like me all the time.
I'm shining right now.
Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah.
I'm going to take off my head. You want to see the top of my head?
Well, it can't be as bad. I was going to say, it can't be as bad as that whiteout in Sextonville yesterday during the.
It's been a bad time.
The hose down of Phil. He needs to not only apologize to his neighbors, but he needs to buy them like a dinner, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe Christie's could bring some goodies down there, deliver them.
Yes, I saw Christie yesterday at the Robin's Nest Country
Balloons. Yeah.
Hey, here's another one.
Okay.
Mosquitoes have 47 teeth.
That is, boy, that could be a fact, but I'm going to flip a coin and go Hanko.
All right. They have needle-like mouth parts.
But not teeth.
But no teeth.
Okay.
Still annoying, though.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure are.
And the female's the only one that bites. Did you know that?
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
No comment.
Right.
No comment.
All right, as we wrap up, what do you have going today, tonight? Anything?
Nothing tonight, actually. Okay. But after tonight, I'm busy, what is it, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, okay. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
It's and baseball season.
And it's summer.
Yeah.
So it was hot last night.
Amen. All right. We'll hear about your night off tomorrow. We'll compare nights off.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Am I still coming over for dinner or did that get canceled?
My uplink to Hank is
working.
Hank, hello.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
Time to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on WRCO-FM, brought to you by those great folks right down on Highway 14 in Black Earth, the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Hey, Mr. Fabulous, Timmy T is celebrating a birthday today, Tim Thede, and happy birthday wishes from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Happy birthday to Tim Thede from Bob and Heidi Shear and the Red Cross, and also from Sherry and Brandy. Happy birthday to Tim Thede. Happy 45th birthday to Chris Sandmeyer today, with love from all his family, Mom, Dad, Aaron, Noah, Dylan, Tyson, Nash, Coda, Ira, and Cruella. Please wish our grandson, Blake Klingeman, a very happy 7th birthday. Have a fun-filled day. We love you very much. Love, Grandpa and Grandma Klingeman. Special birthday wishes to my son, Tim Thede. Enjoy your day. We love you from Mom. Happy birthday wishes to Tori Olson from Five Points Lutheran Church, to Alan Bradley, retiree Cheryl Longmire from also retired 18101. Happy birthday wishes from St. Mary's School to Mary Lou Marshall. St. Mary would also like to wish Gianna Johnson a happy birthday today. From the Bloom City Town Crier, Jody Cornell, Tim Thede, and anniversaries for Billy and Carrie Slater and Mark and Connie Schrader. We have a birthday wish to Joe Buing and Ashley Rosenbaum from the Little Willow Birthday Club. From the Richland Center Free Methodist Church and the Beulah Wesleyan Church, Jody Cornell makes both lists today. Happy birthday wishes from the Richland Center Lions Club to Jason Sedeman, Cody Layer, Addison Tennant, Ellen Tennant, Ella celebrating as well, as Brady Barnacle, Chris Sandmeyer, Tyler Muller, Christopher Gander, and one anniversary to tell you about, Eric and Jill Shelby. And from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, John Nanke, Roger Portwine, Joy Stoltz, Colton Barr, and Jackson Lee. If you are celebrating, we'd like to wish you the best as well from WRCO-FM.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Wells Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Wells Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
A&W. Try the Double Barbecue Bacon Crunch Burger. Back for a limited time only. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with melted American cheese, smoky bacon, tangy barbecue sauce, and crispy fried onions. It's a steakhouse burger without the steakhouse price. And then some.
Serving smiles and frosty mugs since way back when, A&W on Highway 61 in Boscobel, featuring classic tastes and timeless tradition.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
At 7:45, WRCO's Joanne Krulot stops by. She will have a local news update. 8 o'clock, an ABC news update. We will have Tony Schumacher's forecast following that. I'll have a look at sports during the 8 o'clock hour, which will include a look back at home talent baseball, church league softball. We have Simon's Sharks swim results and the All-Star game played last night as well. And then Bo Hendricks is in to take you through your midweek morning. 7:42, the Wirtz floor and home thermometer showing 68 degrees.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize is a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes, including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or $5 for $45, available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, and Napa Auto Parts. Winners are drawn July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort savings and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 68 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, the Philback family of dealerships, and Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Mostly cloudy and muggy today. Thunderstorms likely by midday. Some could be strong with areas of heavy rainfall, a high of 82. Tonight, any showers ending, then mostly cloudy with a low of 58. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 64, it's 68 degrees.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Richland County Board has another vacant seat. Craig Woodhouse, representing District 12, submitted his letter of resignation effective Monday. He stated the decision was entirely due to his recent change in employment. He has accepted the position of Executive Director at Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin. In his letter, he stated that, quote, I feel that the best way I can serve the community is through improving the housing situation in Richland County and Southwest Wisconsin, end quote. Persons interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district should submit name and address and a brief statement of your qualifications to serve on the county board to the county clerk in written form by 8 o'clock Monday morning, September 1st. Applicants must be at least 18 years old and qualified to vote in District 12. The county clerk's mailing address is Post Office Box 310, Richland Center, Wisconsin 53581. The email address is derek.kalish@county.richland.wi.us. The fax number is 608-647-6134. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the appointment of Barb Scott as Emergency Services Director for the next 3 months and John Heinen as Interim Emergency Management Director through December 31st while they look to fill the positions. The current practice of short-term borrowing has been utilized to complete various capital improvement projects within Richland County, and the amount of proposed short-term borrowing for 2026 capital improvement projects is $1,064,000, excluding fees allocated in COC and RIP $25,000, County MIS $80,000, Highway $500,000, Sheriff $209,000, and Simons Center $250,000. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the 2026 Capital Improvement Plan as presented. The proposed projects are technology in the small courtroom, countywide server refresh, highway equipment purchases, new squad cars and department software, and HVAC replacement for Simons Recreation Complex. Those wishing to attend the Richland County Fair this year will be able to enter the grounds without paying an admission charge. The Richland County Board of Supervisors approved the free admission at last night's meeting. The move, the thought behind the move is that free admission to the Richland County Fairgrounds during the Richland County Fair will be advantageous to residents and all of those involved. It is also the hope that free admission may increase attendance at the Richland County Fair and the corresponding events and provide the community with an increased opportunity to attend. It was also noted that the lack of volunteer staff has made it difficult in recent years to collect the admission fee at the entry to the fairgrounds. Admission to the grounds will be free, but admission will be charged for certain grandstand events within the fairgrounds during the annual county fair. The board also discussed rules concerning public comment at the board meetings. The current rule allows 3 minutes per person. It was moved to allow a second 3-minute time frame for those who need more time to speak due to personal issues. It was voted down 10-6. It was also amended to add that the subject matter does have to relate to agenda items or business of the county. In other action items, the board approved several resolutions. Health Direct Pharmacy Services to provide pharmacy services to Pine Valley Community Village. Pine Valley Community Village is required to have a pharmacy provider. Changes to the sick leave, vacation, and wage scale sections of the Handbook of Personnel Policies and Work Rules of Richland County. A major change in the policy is that employees who have been terminated will not be eligible to receive vacation payout unless there is a negotiated settlement in place approved by the administrator. The sale of platinum from the campus. The platinum items from the campus are of no use to the county, and the platinum items have been evaluated with an estimated value of $1,300 as of June 17th. And to pay the bills to the Richland County Snowmobile Alliance and the Hillsboro Trailblazers from the 2024-25 Snowmobile Maintenance Grant in the amount of $14,223. The Richland County Board also approved several ordinances. County employees or officers will not be required to accept more than $1 in coins as payment of a fee or other financial obligation owed to the county. They will also not be required to accept any currency or coin which has been soiled, contaminated, tainted, or polluted with any substance that may pose a risk to public safety or human health. The county may retain overpayments of real property tax when the overpayment is $5 or less, unless the refund is specifically requested in writing within 60 days of the date of the original payment of the charge. Unless otherwise provided by law, if a person makes a payment for real property tax, which constitutes an underpayment of not more than $1 on the first installment, the remainder will be added to the second installment. If the full amount is not paid by the end of the collection cycle, underpayments of not more than $1 may be waived when the administrative cost of collection would exceed the amount of underpayment. And county departments accepting checks are authorized to charge a fee of $25 for all checks returned due to insufficient funds or where a stop payment order has been issued. Departments are also authorized to refuse to accept a check from anyone who has an outstanding obligation to pay the fee assessed. Departments may also apply any future payments from any person owing a fee to the fee first and then to the obligation intended to be paid. Replacement of the Richland Hospital and Clinic's patient and employee parking lots continues through July. This week, contractors begin the demolition and replacement of the patient parking lot in two phases. TRHC asks that patients arrive a bit early to account for changes in the parking process for the remainder of the month. At this time, patient parking near the building is limited. However, handicap parking is still available near the building. Patients can be dropped off at the building in the designated drop-off area near the fountain at the main entrance. Additional patient parking is available in the TRHC employee lot at Park and Third Streets. A shuttle service will be provided for patients who park in the employee lot and require assistance. Entrance to the TRHC patient lot closest to the building will change as the project progresses. Effective today and for approximately 1 week, patients can access the patient lot by taking 2nd Street to Park Street. TRHC staff and volunteers will be available in the lots during clinic hours to direct patients and answer questions. They will be wearing bright yellow vests.
TRHC is sensitive to the impact this change will have on patients, neighbors, and staff, and appreciates everyone's patience and understanding. The City of Richland Center Public Works Department is advising motorists that intermittent no parking signs may appear in the following areas over the next 14 days as city crews prepare for chip sealing work anticipated in August. Cedar Street between 2nd and 5th Street, Chestnut Street between 2nd and 4th Street, 2nd Street from Pearl Street to Oak Street, Sheldon Street from Court Street to South Street, 3rd Street from Church Street to Walnut Street, 5th Street from Orange Street to Church Street, and Walnut Street from 2nd Street to 3rd Street. Your cooperation and understanding is appreciated as the city works to improve the condition and longevity of its streets. The National High School Rodeo Finals is underway in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Monday's go-round results in bareback riding. Cade Parrish of Laval placed 25th with a score of 65. In barrel racing, Quinn Donsky of Sparta placed 36th with a time of 17.896. Sage Kite of Oxford placed 61st with a time of 18.236. And Hadley Alderson of Onalaska placed 98th with a time of 19.416. In boys cutting, Cade Parrish of Laval placed 25th with a score of 198. In girls cutting, Lainey Lund of Lime Springs, Iowa placed 42nd with a score of 198. In goat tying, Callie Parrish of Laval placed 33rd with a time of 8.88. Kaylin Olendick of Camp Douglas tied for 51st with a time of 11.08. And Brinley Hoffman of Townsend placed 65th with a time of 13.99. In pole bending, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 27th with a time of 21.165. Maddie McBride of Holman placed 33rd with a time of 21.271, and Kaylin Olendick placed 60th with a time of 21.991. In Rain Cow Horse, Raylan Johnson of Broadhead placed 41st with a score of 255.5. In Saddle Bronc, Trip Kite of Oxford placed 10th with a score of 71. In Steer Wrestling, Toy Regats of Cassville placed 30th with a time of 23.87. And in Tie Down Roping, Kyan Nelson of Toma placed 27th with a time of 13.33. Nathan Van Ert of Wisconsin Rapids placed 33rd with a time of 14.18, and Lucas Miller of Mineral Point placed 47th with a time of 16.32.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Wednesday, July 16th. John W. Pop, 79, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4:30 until 7. Friends may also call at the Sugar Grove Church of Christ Thursday from 9:30 until the time of service at 10:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to Sylvan Cemetery Association, Sugar Grove Church of Christ, or charity of choice. John W. Pop, age 79. Linda Mary Roan, 76 of Lone Rock, died Saturday at home. Funeral services will be held at 4:30 Thursday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 1 until the time of service at 4:30. Per Linda's wishes, please bring a flower from your home garden to be placed in vases at the visitation. Friends may be directed, memorials may be directed to Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, Richland County Sheriff's Department Canine Fund, or Gunderson Hospital. Linda Mary Roan, 76 of Lone Rock. Dennis Shoeburl, 87 of Richland Center, died Thursday at home. A funeral service will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter's Parish in Coleman, South Dakota. Burial will be in the Coleman Catholic Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family of Dennis Schuberl, 87, of Richland Center. Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center, died Friday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. Memorials may be directed to St. Mary's Catholic Church or the Richland Center Athletic Booster Club. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Lawrence A. Louis Wilson, 87, of Richland Center. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg, died Monday at home. There will be no formal services. Raymond J. Ellenbolt, 87, of Reedsburg.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. At any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More calls for Attorney General Pam Bondi to release all she has on Jeffrey Epstein. President Trump, after promising full transparency in the case, now says he doesn't understand what the fascination is. The Senate voting today on a bill to rescind billions of dollars that's already been allocated